The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. Then you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. The Gospel of the Lord. If you wish to be perfect. My brothers and sisters, perfect in what? Perfect in love. Because as our Lord would reveal, love is the fulfillment of the law. And this young man already had a sense that there was something missing just from following the commandments of the law. There was something more to be had. He's already anticipating in his heart that a new law was going to be given. That we would be capable of loving the way that God loves. "I give you a new commandment, to love one another as I have loved you." Only love asks the question, "What do I still lack?" And we can understand why that brought such joy to our Lord's heart. As the Gospel of Mark reveals, our Lord looked at him with love because he saw that here's a young man that wants to love perfectly. Because the nature of love is to never be satisfied except with the totality of love. Love wants to be perfected. It wants to be complete. And this young man longed for that. I just finished one of the works of St. John of the Cross. And in one of the final chapters, he says this: "The soul's aim is a love equal to God's. For lovers cannot be satisfied without feeling that they love as much as they are loved." For this man, it was an attachment to his possessions that kept him back. My brothers and sisters, what is it for each one of us? Lord, what do I still lack? What is preventing me from loving as you love? From receiving your love that I might love as you love?